Any supportive or even complementary strategies to deal with these side effects?
No, that's been looked at without really great success as far as I'm concerned. Some things like trying calcium channel blockers for the muscle cramps and those sorts of things, not a whole lot of data and not too impressive, in my opinion. Because you also get into that issue that a lot of these patients have comorbidities, and do you want to start adding medicines on top of their other medications? What I find is the best way to manage these patients is to just give them drug holidays. There's no dose reductions for these medications, either Vismodegib or Sonidegib. The dose is the dose. Some people have tried strategies of staggering doses. I don't think that you get good steady state drug levels in those situations. So what I tend to do with patients on hedgehog inhibitors is treat them to side effect tolerability. And then I just have them take a break. And I have them stop for 2 to 3 months and let the side effects kind of get back more towards their baseline, and then restart them and treat them again to tolerability. And patients are able to, I think, stay on the therapy for longer periods of time. Their quality of life is pretty reasonable. And in most of those patients, we control the tumor just fine.
So I'm guessing a lot of these patients you treat and then they go to surgery as opposed to being treated indefinitely.
Well, looking at using these hedgehog inhibitors sort of neoadjuvantly, trying to shrink the tumor and then make it amenable to resection, that's a good thought. The studies haven't clearly demonstrated that we can do that because it's not clear that you can change the surgery margins. We don't know that the tumor shrinks uniformly, and therefore, if you do limit your resection size, you may be at higher risk of leaving microscopic tumor behind. But I think that that's sort of an individual case-by-case basis now. We certainly put it out there to try to do that, but the data is not convincing.
That's interesting. So, is that something you generally don't do? Neoadjuvant therapy?
I don't see a patient and immediately plan that to say, okay, I'm going to give you this drug, try to shrink this, and then you're going to go for surgery. Doesn't mean we haven't done it, but it's something that we do sort of after the fact, depending on the response and tolerability of the agent.
What about radiation therapy for a patient like this?
Radiation therapy can be very effective for basal cell carcinomas, and we get our radiation oncologist involved in almost all of our basal cell patients because it's a radiosensitive tumor and something that we could have potential for good disease control.
Would that be something you consider in a patient like this, like a consolidation?
Yeah.
I mean, for example, when he stopped the therapy, was that something you thought about, radiate him?
Yeah, at the time, to be honest, I can't recall why at the initial we didn't radiate him afterwards, but radiation is an option for these patients in general.